2 past midnight. Secret window, secret garden. From the book 4 past midnight by Stephen King. Read by James Woods. "You stole my story," the man on the doorstep said. "You stole my story, and something's got to be done about it. Right is right, fair is fair, and something has to be done." Morton Rainey, who had just gotten up from a nap and who was still feeling only halfway into the real world, didn't have the slightest idea what to say. This was never the case when he was at work, sick or well. Wide awake or half asleep, he was a writer, and hardly ever at a loss when it became necessary to fill a character's mouth with a snappy comeback. Rainey opened his mouth, found no snappy comeback there, not even a limp one, in fact, and so closed it again. He thought, this man doesn't look exactly real. He looks like a character out of a novel by William Faulkner. This was of no help in resolving the situation, but it was undeniably true. The man who had rung Rainey's doorbell out here in the western Maine version of nowhere looked about 45. He was very thin. His face was calm, almost serene, but carved with deep lines. They moved horizontally across his high brow in regular waves, cut vertically downward from the ends of his thin lips to his jawline, and radiated outward in tiny sprays from the corners of his eyes.